Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Artarius.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see, my zip code 287, I think 39. Maybe.
287.
39.
I got you.
Okay.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Sharon Wallace.
Yes,
I'm calling about a charge on my credit card from your company here.
Yes, ma'am.
That I never authorized.
Yes, ma'am. I got you pulled up, Ms. Wallace, and while your information is appearing, can you verify your address for me, please?
I don't know what it has. I'm in the middle of moving. Does it have 44 Laurel Park?
That is correct. And this is what it is for, that Dyson entry, where you entered into that concept.
It was supposed to be $5 for shipping, not $59.89.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
It's $5.
And in the terms and conditions, though, it stated that the accountant would be billed for other offers, and you got a meal plan app that came through to your email, and it focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, carbs.
I want to cancel it right now. Cancel it.
Give me 1 second. Well, I did want to let you know that Bites Up is offering you guys a promotional discount where you can get $20 taken off of that charge.
What is the charge? It was supposed to be a $5 shipping.
Yes, ma'am. I just thought you were aware. I know that you weren't, but I could have got it discounted for you.
To what, $5?
No, ma'am. You actually get $20 taken off of it.
For what? Shipping?
No, ma'am. It's they do weekly drawings for those Dysons, and you won't have to enroll. You'll already be enrolled, and it'll be discounted.
No. Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you. Just cancel the whole thing.
Very
please.
Well, ma'am. Not a problem.
And Thank you for being clear.
No problem, ma'am. I did want to let you know this. The account can be refunded, but there is a $5 refund access fee. And I can get that $54.89 in your account. If it's close enough, I try to avoid them and see if I can get it there quicker.
I want it all taken off. I don't want any service fee. I didn't want any of this.
Very well, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'll speak with my supervisor and see if she can waive that $5 fee for you. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. All right, ma'am, I thank you for your patience. She did go ahead and waive that fee for you, Ms. Wallace.
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you. And I want to let you know this. I'm going to get this information into your email. I want to verbally give you this, and that's good. You caught the void date. So, you know, I got to tell you 3 to 5 business days, but I'm pushing for 3.
Okay.
All right.
So I should expect the email right away, though?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping that I can get it to you while we're on the line, actually. I like when when you guys had that documentation. If it was me, that's what I would want. So, you know, I'm at home. I had to have people have to assist me over the phone, too. So I try to give you guys the best customer service that I can give you. And I sent it to your email. If you're ready, I can verbally give you this cancellation code.
Okay, why don't you do that?
All right. You should see it.
I'll look.
Very well. I sent it a couple times, so I'm hoping
okay,
that it gets through.
Let me go to my mail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you'll see it should say voided, and it should say Bites Hub.
Bites Hub customer. Yeah, I got it.
Yes, ma'am. So now you see, you were fully refunded. Do apologize about the inconvenience, Miss Wallace, but we got you taken care of, ma'am. Is there anything else that you may need help with while we're on the line?
No, you were great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. You were also. I appreciate your humbleness, ma'am. You have a good day. I thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
All right.